Today's Daily Devo is for May 3rd, 2022, titled A Nickname Worth Having. Written by Roland Cavanaugh. Read by Marie Drasik. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. Acts chapter 4, verse 36. Growing up, some of my friends had nicknames. I did as well. My best friend at the time was called Tin Man. In eighth grade, during recess, several of us were playing near the shop area. Someone picked up a small square of tin and tossed it at him. While it didn't do any serious damage, it did graze his forehead and drew blood. Thankfully, no stitches were necessary. But from then on, he was known as Tin Man, a nickname that had a historical context. The best way to differentiate the many Josephs in Judea was to prescribe each a nickname. The nickname, Barnabas, was appropriate for Joseph's dealings with Saul. See Acts chapter 9, verse 27. When the apostles questioned Saul's conversion, Barnabas encouraged them to take a second look. They took a chance on him, and the rest is history. Saul became Paul and helped the early church change its world. Without Barnabas's encouragement, it would have never happened. But Barnabas had a history of inspiring others before Paul entered the scene, as earlier passages in Acts show. Barnabas's history of encouragement verified that the nickname was deserved. While our nickname might not be Barnabas, encouragement should be one of the first characteristics that come to mind when our name is called. For Barnabas, it came naturally. It should be natural for us to encourage others also. Today's action step: determine to be an encouragement to others.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.